Welcome to the Admin Admin Podcast, the podcast for people working in the real world of IT. Your sysadmin, working on a help desk, a network engineer, an IT consultant, a computer tech who wants to know more about servers, or even if you want to get a job in the IT field, this podcast is for you. Hi, I'm Al.
And I'm Andy.
And I'm Jerry.
And we are at episode 56. Now, there's a few things about 56, but not as comprehensive of last episode's compiled list. But it's the atomic number for barium. It is the sixth of, it's the sum, sorry, of the first six some consecutive prime numbers. And it is, oh, I've lost the other one now. There's another fact about it anyway, I've lost that one. And it's also this episode. So
is it the country code for chili?
Chili. That's the other one, yeah. Have you ever dialed chili?
No, I haven't actually.
Maybe somebody has. If you have, then write in, let us know.
So, what's everyone up to? I've been doing a load of stuff for work as normal. Just doing a load of we're doing an upgrade from a customer who needs. They've got about 40 domain controllers in their domain, and like they've got 7 Windows 2003 domain controllers, and we need to replace them with 2012 domain controllers. So, I've been dialing onto those and running a couple of scripts which I've written myself. Well, they're actually batch files because they're 2003. You can't use PowerShell, but I managed to kind of pull together a script to get all my DC diags, to get all the info, pull some registry keys to see what services installed, like if it's got DNS on it or anything. I've kind of been really happy with kind of writing my little batch script to basically just literally have to copy the files, because they've got really low latency or high latency links. It's really hard to click on things. If you click on something, it takes a couple of seconds for it to respond. So it's really handy just to run a script which then puts everything out into text files, which I can then pull back to my location to pull the information out. Yeah, but I wish it was a bit later tradition, like 2008 or 2012, so I could run some PowerShell scripts, so I wouldn't have to log on to them at all, really. So, yeah. So what else has everyone been up to?
Yeah, I could come back with the epic saga that's been going on over the last couple of weeks over the line problem that we had. That is all now resolved. We found out, actually, eventually BT came out, and they found... No, we said that... and also John as well said that the problem was probably between the office that it was in and the box at the end of the road. Now, like an outside local problem. Well, BT came in and they found a burnt out cable, literally a burnt out cable, which was in the BT side of it. And it's at that point that one of the women that works there then actually remembered that she smelt burning one day and got the electricians out, and the electricians found nothing. So they kind of left it and didn't think anything of it, didn't smell it anymore. So that was it. And then she realised that was the day that all the problems started. So BT have since repaired that problem. So this is the problem where we're off to adjust the MTU that we're talking about. And we were trying to lower it and adjust it to try and compensate for it. But ultimately, it was the BT cable coming into the building, which was at fault. So luckily, they replaced that. We had to reset the MTU settings on the router again because we've messed about with them, so we just set them back to default 1492, I think it was.
Yep. Oops.
And since then everything's been okay. So that was a long drawn out problem. And now the biggest problem with that is trying to convince BT, being the ISP, that they're at fault.
Yes, been there, done that, got the t-shirt.
Yeah, it's unreal, because the owners of the business, you know, I told them from day one it's a line problem coming in. BT kept doing this. Oh, and then the last thing that they said was they said to us, before we found out about this, they said to us, try another router. So we did, and they wanted to buy a new one, so we bought a new router, a VDSL one. And BT suggested that we should try a new router, and instead of waiting a week for one to come through from there, we went out and bought one, plugged it in, still the same problem. And then they said that it was very difficult to diagnose because we were using a third-party router, and that's why they couldn't diagnose it, because, you know, unless it's a BT hub, they can't figure these things out, or rather the people on the help desk, you know, the first line help desk when you phone BT up, they can't figure it out. So we said, well, you told us to put one in the first place. You know, we're going on their instructions. So it was a long drawn out problem. And I know that the company themselves are like a little estate agents, have now sort of got back onto BT and said, right, you've sorted out the problem, but, you know, we have an issue with the length of time that you took, you know, and they want some kind of, I don't know what they're after, compensation or something, or I don't know what they could ever possibly get from it. But anyway, on the technical side, everything's working good.
Cool.
So that was that saga that's come to the end, to come to an end. There has been something else that's gone on as well, and I'm trying to remember what it is, but I'll come back to it. So, so what's everyone else been up to?
Well, I've just come back from Antigua, so I wasn't doing much IT stuff over there. Although there were clients that were contacting me, and a couple of things I had to sort out, but it's just, I took my laptop, so that was all cool. There wasn't too much of it either, so that was good. And
did you have hotel Wi-Fi or anything like that? Did you?
Yeah. It was all right for doing stuff on the terminal and basic web stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, that works out okay, really. And then I started a new job.
Oh wow!
Yesterday, in fact. I haven't actually been into the office yet. They've had me working from home for this week, and then I should be in the office next week. But I've been doing some Ansible and Terraform stuff, just really setting up an instance and configuring it. But that's kind of, I hadn't got any Terraform code that did that in particular, that particular thing, which I have now. And I'm just learning about the finer points of Nginx now, because I've been told to set something up which uses Nginx as a web server and does some other stuff behind the scenes. So should be finishing that off tomorrow, and then I'm going to be setting up a GoCD server, which is a continuous delivery, continuous integration system, a bit like Jenkins, which we might have mentioned in the past. But it's basically something to run jobs when something changes, and sort of so when you commit something to a code repository, it then builds the artifact and sticks it on the server, which is basically what most continuous integration stuff does.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. So, and it's all done completely from scratch, which is interesting. It's kind of the first time I've come to something, and there's been absolutely nothing there. You know, they had a blank AWS account, and I just sort of started building. It's all very basic at the moment, but should be able to sort of build it up as we go along. So that's good fun. I've heard the other bit of this job is going to be more sticking plasters and getting things running smoothly. before changing them to something that works a bit better. So yeah, sounds like fun. There's some Windows stuff in the mix, Al. So I think they're looking at using Ansible on Windows, which would be interesting. I've seen the talk about it. It is possible. So you can try that, see how it goes.
It's possible for Ansible. So you've started, but you haven't started.
I've started, but I've been working at home, and I have been doing stuff. This, building up this infrastructure from scratch, sort of thing. Yesterday and today.
Do you have somewhere to, like, a head office, as it were?
Yeah, it's in Brighton actually, which is just down the road from me. So, I haven't got to go up to London every day, which is nice.
Oh wow, brilliant! Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if worse comes to worse, I could probably even cycle back from Brighton to Worthing.
Well, so you're not going to have to put up with sudden rail strikes anymore or anything like that.
Well, they still run between Brighton and Worthing, so I'm planning on taking the train most days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a bit of an epic cycle, but
it's all right. We're having strikes on Mersey Rail as well, so don't worry about it.
Yeah, I think they're owned by the same company, aren't they?
Possibly.
Anyway, we're getting further and further away from the real world of IT here.
We'd be getting fitter going to work on your bike, so that's all right.
That's true.
Cool. The reason we'll have a show out tonight, so we'll have a quick show, is about Org Camp, which is coming in a couple weeks' time. We've had an email in from John the Nice Guy, he's requesting some help, isn't he? So I thought we'd just have a bit talk about Org Camp and what our experience is. What from last time? Well, we've been to two now, haven't we, Jerry? We've been to one in Liverpool.
Yeah.
And one in Oxford, wasn't it?
Yeah, Oxford, yeah. So I believe that was 2014 and 2015, wasn't it?
Yeah, because there wasn't one last year, was there?
No.
So, I've got my ticket book. We still need to find some accommodation, though. So that's on our agenda to do. Is it at the Canterbury Christchurch University? And it's... what do they call it, an open conference? Oh, no, wait, an unconference.
Was it open culture unconference? Free culture unconference. All right. That's it.
So they've got a number of speakers, haven't they, there, but that have been confirmed this week, who's going to be there.
Yep.
Is it Ian Hutchinson from IF?
Although I'm not sure what IF stands for.
No, neither do I. Richard Brown from SUS. Liz.
I've heard of SUS.
Yeah. And Dan. Liz. I don't know how to spell that or even pronounce that.
Liz Luckendorf. She's been on Pod Delusion. She used to be on the Pod Delusion, which was a podcast that I used to listen to.
Cool.
So, yeah, that'd be interesting.
And Daniel Knox from University of Kent Makerspace. So they have talks where you can go to listen to what they have to say, but they're also the unconference bits where anyone can kind of basically come along and talk about anything you want to, really. It doesn't have to be about open source, it'll be about culture, content and stuff.
So it's sort of kind of starts off with the sort of open source idea. But there's lots of people have lots of different ideas about what that means to them and the way they use it. I mean, there's been previous years, there was something about open source beer making, brewing, which is basically having open source recipes for making beer, as it sounds like, which is something that, you know, the Linux geeks out there might not have thought of, maybe. There's things like I saw something about social coding, so using GitHub to code or to share code with others and do things that way. There's lots of maker stuff, so 3D printing or you know, kind of automated maker stuff. Yeah, all sorts really. Just to go back to, I don't want to sell these people short, these sort of keynote speakers. So Ian Hutchinson is a developer at IF, a design studio that works with teams to build digital services people trust, apparently. And Liz Luckendorf, I think GDS, which is Government Data Services, who a friend of mine was working for, I think possibly still is for the next few weeks. So one of those public sector contractors. Yeah.
So we've the unconscious. You can go and do your own talk. So we might. We were thinking about maybe do a live app and having a podcast. But I have no idea how we'd do the audio for that.
No.
But I'm guessing they might. There might be some equipment there we could borrow from some other people, maybe.
Yeah. So. Well, that's scary. That's the first time I've heard about that. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah. So that's quite good. And then there's the social side of the thing as well, where you get to meet people who you never met before, like how me and Jerry met. So
that's right, yeah.
So they normally have a pub on the Friday night, don't they? Get together somewhere. So
Yeah.
That was quite good. The first year we met the guys from the Minutes of Lights at the time, didn't we? Jerry,
that's right, yeah.
Jess, and Joe, and I can't think what the other guy's name.
Paddy.
Yeah, they're really good chat. He was quite really good. And
We spent most of the evening talking to them, didn't we?
Yeah. And then we got to then normally on a Saturday they have another kind of get together link. There wasn't really much happened, did there, really, on the last, in 2015. But in 2016, we basically went all around Liverpool, didn't we?
I went back on the Sunday. You stayed on the Sunday night, didn't you?
That was in 2016. I stayed on the Sunday night.
But on the Saturday 2015,
sorry. Yeah. Then on the Saturday night, we had like a bit of a pub crawl around Liverpool, didn't we?
Yeah, good. That was good, yeah. Yeah,
got to meet some more people and stuff, so that was quite interesting. So it's really good kind of meeting people, having chats about open source and everything. So
and drinking lots of beer if that's your thing.
Yes. It's good.
It's an optional extra. Other alcoholic beverages are available.
Yeah. Can turn into a bit of a marathon drinking weekend if you're not careful.
Yeah.
But
and you can't be too careful because you might miss out on the things the next day.
Yeah. If you got a hangover and the talk starts at, say, was it 10 o'clock they start usually? And there's a talk you don't want to miss, then you just have to get up and go to it. And
I think they should do the talks at 7 a.m. the next morning.
Yeah.
I think they had some people where they stayed up all night, didn't they? I'm not mentioning any names of anyone. But they stayed, not on the, but they did some upselling. But no, it's quite good. They have a raffle as well on the
I won a t-shirt for a previous version of Ubuntu, which is way too big for me. But it's
and I was one number away from winning the laptop last year as well.
Right. But,
so I could have spent 5 minutes when I could have got a laptop. Like,
Yeah. But mind you, that's probably the first time I've won a raffle prize anywhere at all. So that was good. I kept the t-shirt. I've never used it, but I kept it.
Maybe one day you get fit into it.
You've literally done it and got the t-shirt.
So that's really...
Yeah, sir.
What's happening that weekend? It's just a really good weekend. I'd recommend you going if you can do.
I should say a lot of people are moaning about it being in Canterbury, but Canterbury's not too bad. It's just in Kent, you know.
But people can moan. It took me 5 hours on the train or whatever to get to Liverpool last year. So it's So
and you're even you know quite far north.
Yeah, I've got to come in and go out again, kind of thing. I've got everywhere. It'd be nice, interesting to see how many people turn up, because it's actually in a different time of the year. Because normally every time I've been, it's like been in October half term or later in the year, isn't it? So I don't know how much it would affect the kind of attendance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully there'll be a few people there. And if you do happen to be listening to this and thinking, should I go, shouldn't I go, I would say go.
Yeah.
Because it's good fun.
Yeah, and you get to meet us.
Yeah. You're podcasting heroes.
Yeah. You might even get a sticker for it. So...
Have you ever? Did you ever find out about the camping at the Og Camp, or is that not on?
Well, someone tweeted today that they're camping, but annoyingly, the campsite. All I can find the campsite is about a 10-minute drive outside the town. So I don't really want to drink. If I want to be drinking, I can't really drive. If you know what I mean. So I might. We were looking at Airbnbs. This week we found one, but it says he can't drink alcohol or be under the influence of alcohol. So we kind of
right, next
one. So, but I can't find one with two rooms in it, so we'll see what we can do. But but they are asking for support if you could help out in the crew. I would volunteer, but this is like my one event a year. I don't have to volunteer because I don't know if you know, I'm a scout leader, so.
You get a pass then.
Yeah, because like every week I do my 2 hours, or apparently my 2 hours a week, they say, when you do scouting, but it's not. And like I'm organising camps and stuff. It's like, this is like my one time I haven't got to be in control kind of thing. But I will do if they do need people, then I will. So they are asking for crew to help out. Like, I don't know what you get to do, but you do get a free unlimited. You get a free T-shirt, which you can't buy in the shops. So yeah, if you want to go, email. We put a link in the show notes about where you can email John to come along. So I was actually going to say, I listened to a free BSD podcast, the BSD Now podcast, and there's actually a guy on there. He's coming. He's a BSD, or he's a uses free BSD, and he's coming as well to Og Camp. So I emailed him and said we'd be there. So he hadn't heard of our podcast, but he's taking a listen to it. He says he likes it, so he'll be there as well. So that's good. So and also we've had a couple of people add us into their. I think we're up to 7 members now onto the our Telegram group now, which is quite good.
So. Yeah, yeah.
Right. Is that where you can go to admin.co.uk/telegram? Is that the place?
Yes, you can.
Okay, yeah.
So, yeah, you can go there. And we've got Dave in there as well. He has his own podcast, which is the Bugcast, which is he played Creative Commons music in... I've already listened to the first one today. It seemed quite good. Very good audio production. Puts us to shame a lot. Sounds like he's into a popular radio station. He's got one of those voices which sounds like you're on the like he should be on the radio, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
So
Does he still do it with his missus?
I think so, yeah. He had a lady on there as well, so I haven't worked
out. I think they had a little baby on there at one point. Like, I don't know if they just had a kid and... Like, who's there in the studio with them?
All right. So, check out that...
So what's that called? The Bugcast, did you say?
The Bugcast, yeah. It reminds me a bit of the one what Dan used to do from Linux Outlaws kind of thing.
Right Hole Radio.
Yes, which I really do miss. So.
Yeah. I think the music style is not so eclectic. It's still good.
No,
it
does remind me of what you eclectic. Did got there.
Yeah.
So...
And we also got mentioned on the Iron Sysadmin podcast.
Yeah, I was really impressed with that thing. Go and check them out.
They've got really good audio production as well, actually. That's all good microphones. Better than the ones the one I've got anyway.
Yeah, we'll have to sort you a new one out, I think.
yeah.
So... Yeah, so it's Dan who was on the BSD Now podcast. So hopefully he should be there. So I told him about it. So we have to see if we can bump into him and see if we can have a chat with him, really.
Is he the one on the other one, TechSnap?
No, it's not. He was just a guest.
A different Dan.
Yeah, a different Dan. He was a guest on there. So,
Yeah, I haven't listened to BSD Now yet. Is it Alan Jude's still doing it? Okay,
but they do go in quite technical detail, and it's like vroom over my head kind of thing.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Oh, actually, on that note, I've got this podcast that I've been listening to, Arrested DevOps.
All right, okay.
Which is pretty good. It's not so much... It's more about, like, the one that I've listened to is Brian Cantrell and Andrew Clay Schaefer, and they're quite... they've done loads of talks, if you look for them.
But Brian Cantrell, the one who's...
He's the CTO of Joyent, who are like a cloud computing platform.
All right. I was watching something on YouTube the other day. It's a really good thing about... They were showing an IRC log of when one of the guys took their complete data centre down. They didn't know if it was going to come back up or not.
Oh, right.
So I'll put a link in the show notes for that as well. So that's quite... I think that might be the same guy, the Brian Cantrell guy. So
yeah.
And I've been reading Security DevOps or something, or Deep Security or something. Because I didn't know about
security.
Sorry,
defensive security.
Yeah, that's it. Because I never heard this red team, blue team thing. Is it right? Red team, blue team. In defensive security, I can't remember what it... I hadn't heard of it until they mentioned it on the Iron System podcast, Iron Admin podcast. And it's basically, you got the red... I think it just means, like, who they are. So basically, red teams are the people who are hacking into systems.
Right.
And then... I think blue team, I'll probably get this wrong, I'll probably get to... the people are meant to basically be inside the system, looking and detecting the your systems. I haven't heard this before, but that podcast we just mentioned is really good. They go into into a breach, like, step by step, and it's really interesting of how that works.
Hmm. Yeah, that does sound good. I'll have to add it, even though my podcast listening time's drastically reduced, I'm going to have to...
Yeah, that Brian
Cantrell...
I'm
going to have to find time for...
That Brian Cantrell guy is the guy I was talking about. He's the guy who wrote D-Traced for FreeBSD. So...
Right.
Yeah, he seems quite good.
Yeah.
So, okay. Cool. Well, we only want to do this is a short podcast, don't we? Because we want to get it out quite quickly so that we can get the the news out about getting help out. See if anyone wants to come and help out at Oddcamp, really. So we'll be there. So remember about our Telegram group. Come and join us. Anyone else got anything to say before we? Anything?
Well, hopefully people will listen to this and come to Oddcamp.
Cool. Well, we'll hopefully see you at Oddcamp.
If we don't see you at Oddcamp, we'll see you... Well, you can listen to us next time.
Cool. Okay, speak to you soon.
All right, see everyone.
Cheers, guys. Bye.
Never knew.